I personally, I'm very excited for the basketball season to get underway here. It's tomorrow. You're in Calgary right now for the Battle of Alberta. Mike, how excited are you for the start of another basketball season?
It's kind of surreal, you know. It's coming along really well. You know, the league seems to be finding our footing, and we're growing in terms of recognition and awareness, and certainly our talent level is up year after year. And you know, we've created a really good pathway here for success, and we'll be able to attract a lot of top talent both on and off the court, and I'm just excited about it.
And coming into this season, I mean, last year, remarkable in terms of anything numbers related. The attendance was up, more people tuning into the broadcast, social media interaction. Overall, where does that put the league? What's the state of the league going into this season after, I assume, such a successful season last year?
Well, it really got us thinking about the future, and I think we can see it more clearly year after year. We made some big leaps last year, like you mentioned, and this off season. I mean, with the way that we are trending now, both in terms of ticket sales and revenue and every other metric that you kind of look at, we are making leaps and bounds again this year. So this all bodes very well to the strength and longevity of the league, really. That's the most important thing. Can we continue to deliver on what we've created here and expand it and make it bigger and better and just provide more basketball, across the country? I think we know we can do it. We know that there's been a response. We can't sit back and, take it easy. But at the same time, we can start really investing in the future as well.
So, of course, this is all expected going into this season and, of course, the future. But going into this year, is it more of anticipating more growth, or has that become the expectation now after six seasons and it's gone up and up and up? We're at the point now where going upwards is the only acceptable response.
Yeah, I think, we have to be very smart in our decisions. So, thankfully, over the years, we've made good decisions and taken some risks that have paid off. And, we have to continue to do that. And we have to not forget where we came from, and at the same time, be very smart in where we're going. So, it's this league has been built in a way that we are prepared for the growth that we're experiencing. We're excited about it. And it just opens up more doors now on perhaps where we can go next or what we can do next to make the league even stronger.
What helps with the overall growth of the league? Is it Canadian talent, players with NBA experience? Obviously, that helps. But what would be the number one reason in helping the league grow?
Well, I think that exposure is key. I think if you come to a game or you watch a game on TV, you're going to be, I think, impressed with what you see. You're going to see a very NBA-esque style game, broadcast production on television. You're thinking you're watching, and you are watching very, very high-level professional basketball. And then, the in-arena people are experiencing that, but they're also experiencing the entertainment side and the Canadian talent that people know or have gone to school with or are youth sports and Canadian college kids that are getting their first chance or bringing in ex-NBA talent. And this is all kind of, it's a sum of all its parts. So it's all those things combined. But, we've kind of found our footing, and we've been able to, have our players almost be our best assets and continuing to tell the good word of the CBL and able to attract even more people to this league. And that gives you a chance to look at what's next. Having talent is the most important one. So the fact that we have access to that is really, important in terms of where we go.
Yeah, talent is obviously a big reason behind that. But how big are returning players? It's not always guaranteed in this league with the teams, but 80 players coming back to the 10 teams this year. How big is it having familiar faces and names staying in the league?
It's huge. And I know sometimes certain fans or certain markets that want those players to stay at that particular team. And, you know, we have a system here because of the way international basketball works with FIBA is that we can't sign these multi-year deals. So we have to allow our players the flexibility of going back to Europe and back and forth or to the G League or the NBA, et cetera. So we do have some movement. That's great. There's always room for fresh faces. And there's also room for our returning players to move around and test different players, places in the country. I think that's exciting. And in my career, dating myself, you know, I played in two places. I wish I had the opportunity to maybe go to the West Coast and see what that was all about. So I'm just encouraged that they're coming back. And that says a lot. And they're attracting, you know, more players of equal or high caliber. And that's a nice spot to be in.
You kind of touched upon the broadcasting side of the league, but just how big is it having TSN on board? And you had such a successful year last year, the broadcast viewership up 75% over 2022. Is the success of the league, would it be where it is without having TSN on board? And you already touched upon the broadcast. It feels like you're watching a real NBA game.
Yeah, I mean, broadcast is still very prevalent, especially for perception. You want to present a very polished product for the end user. You want to walk into a bar or a restaurant and have the game on and the 20 TVs in the background, or you want to be able to be wherever you are on your phone or at home and be able to watch the game. So having access is very important, which is why we have multiple points of access, whether it's our own CBL Plus, you know, platform or TSN Plus or Game Plus. Or TSN or the FIBA network in the internationally or next level sports in the U.S. We try to provide as much awareness as possible, but the brand of TSN is certainly the flagship. It is your dedicated sports channel that people have on or people turn to every day. So sometimes, you know, we get caught up in the number of games and whatever. For us, it's all the fringe benefits as well. It's the being on the ticker or being part of the highlight pack. So CBL becomes top of mind over the course of our season on a regular basis. So that's really important as well.
As for the Rattlers here in Saskatoon, there's already a buzz in the city, and it was so cool to see the growth and excitement of the team from the start of last season to the end of the season, and even now. How impressive is their ability to maintain such high attendance records? Because they're not branded as the Saskatoon Rattlers, it's the Saskatchewan Rattlers, and I do feel that the support that this team gets is province-wide, and a great example of that obviously would be with the Rough Riders in the CFL.
Yeah, let's say it's named Saskatchewan for a reason because, you know, that province supports its sports teams very well and people will travel and you know, that market in Saskatoon is a really special place. I spent a lot of time in Saskatchewan, primarily in Regina, so to come to Saskatoon and just see a different side of Saskatchewan was really cool. That team continues to reinvent themselves on the court. And they brought in some really great players this year. Lee Genier, their president, is back in the market. And one thing I think, you know, that's important to a place like Saskatoon, which is relatively small compared to our other markets, is the fact that they're part of a big national league. That's really important. They're not just this one-off team that plays in a random league. They're really part of something big. So when there's, you know, 11 or 12,000 people in the Saddle Dome, they're part of the league that is, you know, part of that. And that's really important. You want the teams to stand alone, obviously, but you also want them to be, you know, all of them together be something really special.
And yeah, we got Coach Larry Abney in this year, and among the 10 players coming into the league this year, we are very fortunate to have Jalen Harris as one of those 10 players with the Rattlers this year. What's it like having a player like him and obviously other players and a coach like Larry Abney to come to a market like Saskatoon?
Well, that's huge, right? This is two Americans that didn't grow up probably having any idea where Saskatoon was or Saskatchewan or many places in Canada, to be quite honest. And for them to commit to come coming north, you know, when they're already involved in high-level basketball in the G League, you know, Coach Abney coming up here to really use this as a opportunity for development and to, you know, to expose himself to a different, you know, way of doing things on the court, off the court. I think that speaks a lot to the person that he is and to the Clippers organization for allowing him to come. And then if you look at Jalen Harris, I mean, he's been very successful in this league. He is he's a very, very good player, and I think he will thrive in a market like Saskatoon. I just think they will love him. They'll love his style of play. They'll love his athletic ability, and I think he'll feed off that. And, you know, he's surrounded with some great players, and they've upped some of their Canadian talent, which is always important, you know, across the league. So I'm very bullish on what's going on in Saskatchewan and in Saskatoon. I just think it's a market that's ripe for a really bright future.
A couple more questions and I'll let you go here, Mike. On the side of ownership, now in the league right now, are majority of the teams league owned or is there local ownership?
So it's a bit of a misnomer. At one point, they were all league owned because one individual, Richard Petko, owned the league and the teams. But over time, we have expanded but also sold off some of those original teams. So right now, there are five. Well, there are six independent owners. The sixth owner is Richard, who happens to own five teams still. And we do have many discussions going on with suitors for that market. Saskatoon or Saskatchewan is one of those teams, as is Montreal and Ottawa and Brampton and Niagara. So those discussions are being had. All the other teams are independently owned, and we've seen such a huge uptick in the, not just the on-court, the off-court, everything surrounding the team increases positively when you bring in a local owner, just because of their network to the community and just because of their involvement and their recognition and, you know, the business ties they've made, the relationships they've made. It happens, you know, you get a 50% lift right out the gate. So for a market like Saskatchewan, we have spoken to a local owners. We want to find that right, proper group or owner that wants to come in and really localize that team. Because I think when that happens, you're going to see a real, real surge in what's going on there in a positive way.
We've talked about the growth a lot here this afternoon of this league, and one thing that you want, obviously, is more teams, you know, for the long-term future. You're talking about 16 teams in the Canadian Elite Basketball League. We're already at 10. How close are we to expanding the league beyond 10 teams?
I think we're very close. We were close last year as well, and I think, you know, this is a big year for us to once again prove that what happened in 2023 wasn't a fluke, or to show that not only are we as good as we were in 2023, but we're better and we're substantially better. And that's the future we see of trying to get better or proving ourselves year after year. So if everything continues as is, I really believe this season is going to be, and I know I already have these meetings planned, but going to be a season full of, okay, where are we going, you know, entertaining different ownership groups for current teams, for expansion markets, and for bringing not only owners on board, but new, you know, national partners on board, and, you know, showcasing ourselves for future players that want to come play here. So we're always kind of on sale, so to speak. We're always there promoting ourselves because we want to continue to raise the bar.
Mike, it was my first time around the league last year, being able to cover the Rattlers, and it really opened my eyes to what a tremendous league and the people among, whether it's the league itself or the Rattlers organization, and I am so excited for the Rattlers to get started off tomorrow night. Hopefully a record crowd at the Saddle Dome tonight. I'm looking forward to everything, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk about the league and the Rattlers.
Well, my pleasure. I appreciate all your support.
Awesome. Mike, take care. Hopefully we talk to you later down the road, and good luck with this season.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.